This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. The National Corn Growers Association is seeking nominations for the NCGA Good Steward Recognition Program. The program recognizes farm families that represent excellence in stewardship throughout their farming operation. NCGA Director of Stewardship and Sustainability, Rachel Orff, says the program started as a way to promote good stewards of the land.
NCGA has been recognizing good stewards for, this would be the sixth year. We did this because farmers get blamed for a lot of environmental issues, and we would like to show that farmers are being proactive, progressive, and they're trying different practices on their farm to make them more sustainable.
Orff explains the ideal candidate's farming operation for the program.
The ideal nominee would incorporate cover crops, soil erosion control, nutrient management, pollinator plots, variable rate planting or fertilizer applications, could possibly have chemical storage buildings or manure storage buildings, and have integrated pest management practices that they have adopted.
She says farmers today understand clean water and healthy soil can and should go hand in hand with profitability, and farming practices are changing rapidly to accelerate sustainability goals.
So the ultimate goal of the program is to be able to showcase these progressive farmers on practices that aren't typically recognized. Sometimes they are overlooked, and it's not always easy to implement these practices because there are additional costs that come with them. There's also hurdles that they encounter by trying to add them to their operation that takes a while to overcome. And if we can recognize those that have been able to implement these different practices on their farm and hopefully show other farmers that it is possible, we would like to get their faces and names and stories out there.
The recipient will be recognized at the 2019 Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, and will receive a cash prize and be featured in an NCGA video showing their stewardship practices. Orff explains how farmers can be nominated.
As long as they are an NCGA member, they can be nominated for the recognition by going to www.ncga.com/goodsteward. And there's a link on the website that will take them to the application. So industry partners, corn affiliate states can also nominate local farmers, or they can nominate themselves.
Nominations are due August 6th, 2018. Again, find more information online at www.ncga.com. In national news today, President Trump plans to nominate Indiana farmer Kip Thom as the United States representative to the United Nations Agencies for Food and Agriculture at the Department of State. Thom will be given the rank of ambassador if nominated and approved by the Senate. Thom, of Thom Farms, is a seventh-generation farmer representing one of the largest farms in Indiana. Thom previously unsuccessfully ran for Congress in 2016 and was in consideration by President Trump to be Agriculture Secretary during the transition period of the Trump administration. In the announcement, the White House touted Thom's agribusiness experience that includes work in North and South America, Africa, Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. Thom serves on the boards of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, the Future Farmers of America Foundation, and the National 4-H Foundation. Indiana Senators Todd Young and Joe Downley in the joint statement called Thom an excellent fit for this position. The Environmental Protection Agency has ditched a proposal to make up for lost biofuel volumes stemming from hardship waivers as part of the renewable fuel standard. The plan was seen as a fix for the waivers granted generously by the EPA under former Administrator Scott Pruitt, which lowered biofuel volumes by granting refiners a break from the rules. The plan would boost the renewable fuel blending obligation to 11.76% from 10.88% to offset volumes lost under the waiver program. However, pressure from the refining industry has kept the plan stalled and now apparently thrown out. The plan was first rumored when Sonny Perdue talked of a meeting with Pruitt earlier this year, asking for a hardship waiver fix. In April, Perdue told Congress that from USDA's standpoint, our conclusion is that's direct demand destruction. The Pork Checkoff has selected 12 college students to represent the hashtag Real Pig Farming Student Social Forces team. National Pork Board Communications Director Claire Maskers says this is the fourth year for this program.
You know, this program is partnering with students who are earning a degree in agriculture from across the United States and allowing them to help tell the real pig farming story. So we have students that are interested and want to tell that story, so we're going to bring them in for training and give them the tools so they can go out and do it. And at the end of the program, then they'll also receive a scholarship to go towards their tuition and fees at their university.
Social media is integrated in the lives of young people. Masker says this is the tool to tell the story of pig farming.
We need to remember that in our social networks, if you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, that a lot of the people that follow you and you're friends with probably don't have a, you know, aren't involved in agriculture or in pig farming. And so we can become kind of those experts for those individuals. And that was kind of our goal with this program as well, is that that giving them the tools so that they can share with their network. You know, they don't have to go out and be a superstar on social media. They could just share their story with the people in their social spheres.
The 2018 class of Social Forces includes Abby Greer, the Ohio State Agriculture Technical Institute, Caitlin Wildman, Iowa State University, Haley Fisher, Northwest Missouri State University, Jenna Siegel, Lincoln Land Community College, Logan Fullerton, University of Missouri, Mackenzie Wiley, Oregon State University, Maddie Abner, Texas A&M, Megan Clancy, Texas A&M, Shelby Varum, Iowa State University, Wade Hutchins, Illinois State University, and Whitney Whittaker, Kansas State University. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. This weekend, July 21st and 22nd, is Hillsboro's 23rd annual Old Time Tractor Show. Registration begins at 9 a.m., and there are 10 prizes for best of class. Listen to your morning and afternoon farm show this week for more information. I'll be talking with Andy Thurek later this week about the tractor show. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.